Lauren, let's talk about one case study, though, the Dover Demon. Tell us about that one.
Well, the Dover Demon is one of my favorites. We're actually at the tail end of the 30th anniversary. On April 21st, 1977, a Volkswagen full of young men were going down Farm Street in Dover, Massachusetts. And this is a town that's extremely rural. It had 5,000 people in it and actually has more horses in town than it has people. And this young man, Bill Bartlett, was going down the road, and all of a sudden his lights on his car caught this orange creature about 4.5 feet tall or long, and it had a head that looked like a watermelon, sort of a figure-eight watermelon.
Yeah.
The head was as big as the body, and actually on the Coast to Coast page, it's the second picture there, you can see it. It has long, spindly arms and legs, fingers that wrapped around the stone wall that was there. And he drove along and was scared to death for a minute. Two other companions with him in the car didn't see it, and so they wanted him to turn back, and he didn't want to, finally did. And they didn't find it again. They didn't see it. He said that it looked peach-colored or orange all over, had bright orange eyes, had skin that looked like a shark skin, didn't have a mouth, didn't have ears, couldn't see any hair at all on it. And he got home, and he now is a rather well-known artist in the Boston area and is an accomplished artist. And at the time he was doing art, and he's one of those kinds of people that has a photographic memory. So he went home, and he drew exactly what he saw. Well, about 2.5 hours later, a guy named John Baxter was walking home from his girlfriend's house at about 12:30 at night, and he saw this thing in the road. He thought it was a kid from school that had an extremely large head. So he kept yelling out, MJ, MJ, MG, MG, is that you? And this thing didn't answer. It was upright. It had this large head again, long spindly fingers on toes, and he got closer to it. They were actually walking towards each other, if you can imagine that, here in a dark, dark night. And he gets very close, and he says, who is that? Who is it? And the creature actually got scared and ran down a gully and then up, leaned up against a tree. And so John was looking at it. All he saw was a silhouette and some glowing eyes, the same place that Bill Bartlett's were. 24 hours later, another report came in of two young people in a car, and they saw this thing crossing the road. Now, they said it looked brownish or, you know, beige, and the woman in the car who actually saw it much better said that it had green glowing eyes. What was wonderful about this report is I stumbled across it because I was working at a school for emotionally disturbed boys in Needham. And I would go into the Dover Country Store and talk to the people there looking for, you know, pre-eBay items, so to speak. And they had this woman there, Melody Fryer, was looking at this picture that Bartlett had drawn. And I said, well, what is that? And she told me a little bit more about it. And these four individuals had not talked to each other. It was vacation week. So they didn't even, they weren't even school together. They were older teenagers. They weren't in the same clique and different things like that. And I was able to go interview them. And then I brought in other investigators because I wanted to do a different level of investigation. One of the investigators was Walter Webb, who was the assistant director of the planetarium in Boston, very scientific guy. Very skeptical, and we did a rather in-depth investigation of this. Part of Walt Webb's report is in my book, and then I expanded in this new edition and added several pages to bring it up to date, to tell about where these people are today, to talk about the other eyewitnesses that we interviewed. I mean, the other credible, you know, people that knew about the personalities of these individuals. To verify the credibility. The creature is never seen by anybody else. It's seemed to blink into Dover, Massachusetts, and blink out. I investigated, and the other people investigated things like, was it a dog, a mangy dog? Was it a newborn horse? And then in recent years, in 1998, a guy came out with a theory. It was a moose, a yearling moose. But, I mean, I live in Maine now. I've seen over 50 moose. I've studied moose in depth. And a yearling moose is the size of a Volkswagen. This creature was smaller than that, and the critic of that just didn't know his moose. He knows farm animals, maybe, but he doesn't know moose.
It also look. I got to tell you, looking at this picture that you supplied that's up on the coasttocoastam.com website, it looks like one of those alien grays, kind of, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, all of these other investigators were UFO investigators, and that was not because I was thinking this was an alien, but I wanted good investigators. And they really disputed that. I mean, it was 1977. There maybe weren't that many reports of grays, but they looked at it and they looked into it. It's really separate from any UFO, but you're right. I mean, I really don't want to get in the way of anybody wanting to theorize any direction about this, because to me, this is a major mystery. It's one of those that I agree with Charles Fort. Sometimes we have to say, I don't know. And with the Dover Demon, I just don't know what this is. I don't know if it's some unknown cryptid new animal yet to be discovered that likes to go, because there's a creek that ran along all of these sighting areas. Is it an alien? Is it gray? Is it a fourth dimensional creature? I really don't get clogged down with the theories. I just know that it really happened. These were really credible witnesses. They had all of the bona fides from everybody that I investigated, including police, teachers, other upstanding citizens, that these guys saw something in this one young lady. And I just don't know what it is, but it's certainly bizarre. And because it was almost the E.T. kind of, Close Encounters of the Third Kind
movie.
These people were so obsessed by it, they had to draw it. And so we get some good drawings from this one.
And it was just this episode in 77, or is it ongoing?
No, just the one 25-and-a-half-hour period.
And that was it.
And I actually plotted the lines out. I plotted the sightings out. And they're all exactly 1.25 miles from each other. And then I extended the line. And 1.2 miles from the last sighting was where I was living in Needham. So I kind of got freaked out.
Did any of these people, Lorne, report seeing craft or lights in the sky too?
No, not at all. It was all just this creature, very specific to the creature. We'd heard that there were UFO sightings in the area, and we investigated. There was a farm near there that 6 months before they had seen lights in the sky. But I also dug into the historic records, and about across the road and into the woods, there's a giant rock there, and that was called the Puka Rock, because that rock had sightings of headless horsemen near it in the 1600s.